With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The FT.
Martha Stewart says her three greatest character flaws are impatience, being too forgiving, and not being forgiving enough. Pierre-Yves Gerbeau declares that his greatest weakness is being brutally honest. Barbara Stocking, head of Oxfam, describes her worst failing like this: I move too fast. And David Giampaolo of Pi Capital has shortcomings that are the most sick-making of the lot. He is, he says, too trusting and too accessible. Every week for the past year and a half, the Financial Times has asked business leaders 20 questions, including, what are your three worst features? By studying the replies, I've amassed a treasure trove of data that overwhelmingly supports a long-held pet theory of mine. The three worst traits of chief executives are a lack of self-knowledge, a lack of self-knowledge, and a quite extraordinary willingness to give themselves the benefit of the doubt. When it comes to describing their dark sides, 58 out of 60 leaders felt bound by the same rule. Any weakness is perfectly admissible, so long as it's really a strength. They almost all cite impatience, perfectionism, and being too demanding, all of which turn out to be things that it's rather good for a CEO to be. One or two leaders mentioned real faults, only to neutralise them with excuses. Sean Parker, the internet entrepreneur, says his fault is lateness, which in my book is a heinous crime as it shows you think your time is more precious than everyone else's. But he went on to explain, sometimes you need to seize the moment of inspiration, thus making his rudeness seem admirable. What is particularly interesting about this mass outpouring of faux weaknesses is that there is no difference between men and women, no difference between Americans and Europeans. All are as bad as each other. What is going on here? Could it be that highly successful people are actually lower on faults than the rest of us? This theory was offered by Teruo Asada of Marubeni, who, when asked for his faults, said, I must not have any, or I couldn't have become CEO, right? Even allowing for what gets lost in translation, I assume and hope he was joking. In fact, anyone who has ever spent 5 minutes talking to a CEO can tell you that they have more faults than the next person because they are extreme versions of humanity. In the past 15 years of studying them, I've drawn up a list of the 7 most common deadly sins. They are control freaks, they are vain, they are ditherers, they don't listen, they are bullies, they're afraid of conflict, they can't do small talk. Given that most of the 60 interview candidates were probably guilty of at least one of the above, why did none of them own up? The first possibility is that they didn't dare. CEOs are on pedestals, and if they announce from on high, I'm a bit of a bully, someone is likely to knock them down. But I suspect the real problem is worse. They don't know what their faults are. A decade of psychobabble, coaching and 360-degree feedback has made no difference. It has not changed the most basic truth. People never speak truth to power. This denial of flaws is alarming because if flaws are unmentionable, they can't be addressed. But it's also a pity. We like people better when they wear their blemishes openly. It makes them seem more human. There is only one senior leader I know who appears to have no obvious faults at all. And his lack of weaknesses does not make me think him the most brilliant executive I've ever met. Instead, it makes me think him flimsy and slightly untrustworthy. I'm sure there's a bad weakness in there somewhere, and it troubles me that I haven't yet found it. Of the 60 leaders, only 2 admitted to big faults. Marcus Waring owned up to one of the most common yet unmentionable sins. He doesn't listen. But then he's a chef, and chefs aren't meant to be listening. They're meant to be making sure that the Ile Flottant are taken to Table 6 now. My prize for honesty goes to John Moulton, the private equity tycoon, who's made enough money to be able to say what he likes. His declared weakness is absolutely taboo, yet goes with the territory. Indeed, it's a weakness the other 59 leaders demonstrated through their self-serving answers. His stated fault, excess of ego.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.